It's the Book of the Week.
Good morning. It's Thursday. It's Book Club Day. And we've got something a bit different this morning. We've got April Singley with us, who's a professional stage and screen actor. Pressure's on. I better behave myself. And Christine Lawrence, who's going to interview her in a moment. And also stay tuned because we've got the results of our competition. We'll be pulling our results out the hat to see who gets the signed copies of Matt Wingett's book. So I better hand over to Christine. Good morning.
Good morning, Matt. And welcome, April. April Singley is a professional stage and film actor. And she's got experience in singing, audio drama, children's theatre, comedy, compare, immersive performance and much more. She's also worked in theatre education, radio drama and as a dancer. But April is also an artist in oils and pastel oils, an artistic director, a storyteller, an improvisation artiste and a writer. She's a very talented all-rounder in creative arts. April is an American living in Southend. For the past few years, she's been organising the Crowbait UK group, which meets monthly in Groundlings Theatre in Portsea. And this is why I've invited her today. Hi, April. How are you doing?
I'm all right. I'm very impressed with how much research you've done on me, actually.
Well, there's plenty of it out there. You're a famous young lady. Okay, so my first question, can you tell us a little bit about your acting career, how you came to write and why you came to bring Crowbait into being?
Yes. Well, I think I was always drawn to theatre because I grew up in a family that was very passionate, I think, about storytelling. If I went to my dad and I said I had an issue with friends at school or something, he would give me a 25-minute kind of parable. And somewhere in that parable, there was a little nugget, a moral that I was meant to take away with. And I think it was that, that's just how I always learned about the world and how to interact with people was through narrative. So I think that's what really ultimately led me into acting. But writing came a little bit later, I think. And it was because I was part of a Shakespeare ensemble called the Naked Shakespeare Company, which was...
The Naked Shakespeare Company.
Naked Shakespeare. So we weren't actually performing naked, thank God. But what it was about, we stripped away costumes and we stripped away production to make the emphasis on the text. So we would often perform Shakespeare in the Park, or we would do guerrilla theater. And we would go into various different spaces and repurpose things to do wine bars and the like. So just performing it as bits of text. And as an ensemble member for really what was a repertory company, which doesn't really exist now, we got to take part for free in various classes that was run by the company. And I'd gone through all the classes, and there was a writing one that came up, and I absolutely loved it. And from there, when the course ended, I think it was about 8 or 10 weeks, when it ended, I just said to a bunch of people, do you want to just come around mine? You know, I'll have some cheese and crackers and we'll just read bits of scripts to each other to get feedback. Let's keep this going. And a friend of mine was part of the conversation. She's like, well, I own the pub around the corner called the Crowbar, and there's a room upstairs. No one ever uses it. Why don't you guys meet upstairs to the Crowbar? And so that turned into one or two meetings and several trips downstairs to grab more drinks later. Somehow we came up with the name the Crowbait Club.
Wow, I always wondered where it came from. Wow. Yeah, so have you done a lot of writing?
I have. I've written a couple of plays. I think I am primarily an actor, in terms of where I think my strengths lie. But I've written a full-length play called Eubear, which was entirely written in iambic pentameter. And I've done a couple of short pieces, and I'm working on a full-length now.
Excellent. Okay, so let's just go back to Crowbait. So the Crowbait that runs in Portsmouth, tell us about that. What happens? What happens? Who comes along?
Well, it's open to anyone, really. But it's meant to just be fun. It's meant to be a welcoming, supportive environment for anybody who might be dipping their toes into theater making. If you're an actor, if you're a writer, we meet on the first Tuesday of the month at 7:30 at the Groundlings Theater. And we have a sign-up sheet for people to put their name, first come, first serve, for 9 plays to be read that night, short pieces. They're timed to 8 minutes in length. And then actors are drawn out of a hat to perform them, which gives actors an opportunity just to have a play without the pressures of, I've got to do this for a performance, or this is going to be an audition and I need to make money and I need to get this book, this job. So it's just about responding to those instincts. And then for the playwrights, we'll give them feedback after they've had their pieces performed, and they can either take that on to further development if they wish, or sometimes they can just write notes for themselves. Sometimes it's bits of full length pieces that they're workshopping. Sometimes it's just about getting that exercise the first time, you know, just putting pen to paper, hearing it read by actors rather than I think one of the challenges for me is when I write, I hear the way it's meant to be said in my head, but then when actors are given the script, and of course it's their first instinct, I think that's so valuable because they'll find something in it that I never thought of, whether it's humor or pathos or, you know, or like, I'll go back and be like, oh, that didn't quite land. I'm going to have to go and workshop that. So I think it's really good for writers to get that opportunity.
Yes, I think I can really relate to that because I bought a few scripts along myself. Welcome back. We're here with April Singley from Crowbait. April, I was just going to ask you, as an actor or director and writer, how does Crowbait benefit the writing community of Portsmouth?
Oh, good question. Well, I think it is very unique in that we have a wide range of people who come to us, from people who are literally thinking, I've always wanted to put pen to paper, I've never had the confidence to do it.
Sure.
And we've got people who are coming to us who are established writers, who are award-winning. And I think it's a really unique place where you get that kind of fostering of ability and people workshopping together. So like I said, it's open to everyone, but I think it's also a really good chance for people to kind of have that middle step in between. I'm writing a script, I'm alone, I've got my laptop or whatever it is that you use to write, and these ideas. And before I really go and submit it to an audience, even before maybe going to a scratch night and submitting it there, just to kind of get that initial kind of draft out there and feedback, I think is a really important thing to have, just to A, know that you're on the right track, or B, might get some new ideas in that early phase as you're writing. Or, you know, I think you could probably bring back and establish something you've been working on for a very long time and come back to it with a fresh group of people to get that feedback. So I think that it's a wonderful place for people just to get ideas out there and then just kind of hear what people's responses are.
Yes, I would definitely agree with that. I've been to Crowbait a few times, and I think that it certainly raised your confidence as a writer and as an actor as well, if you know, particularly if you're new to it, because you're mixing with people of all levels, and also other people in the group are maybe directors and filmmakers and producers, so it's good to have a different view on it. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely. Yes. I think no matter who you are, where you are in the theatre world, and the theatre world can be very structured, like a ladder.
Sure.
And what I love about it is that we don't really have rungs in the ladder.
Yeah, that's absolutely
you know, you've
true.
Got, you're there because you don't even have to do anything. You can just come and just watch and listen and grab a pint and relax.
Yeah. I've found the group completely supportive of each other, whatever they do or whatever their strengths are.
Yeah.
That's great. Thank you. I understand you've recently been successful in getting some funding. Can you tell us about the funding and where you got it from and what you're going to do with it?
Sure. So we were granted an Arts Council England grant, and that supports workshops that we do, community outreach that we're going to be fostering over the course of the next year, our monthly meetings and workshops, and then all of that culminates into an annual showcase that we do called Showbait. And the next one is coming up on the 24th and the 25th of April at the Groundlings Theatre. And that's when we take selected scripts that we've been developing over the course of 12 months.
Sure.
And then they get full production. So they're getting professional actors, they're getting costumes, lights, all of the support of a production team behind them. Yeah. So it really is about getting that step up for people. And it's really interesting that there even you see that some people, it's their first script that they've ever written, and they've actually yeah. gone on to be selected for our showcases in the past. So that's very exciting too, along with people who
sure, yeah.
are established and more experienced writers.
So how do I get tickets to see this show?
Well, if you go to the Groundlings website, on their What's On page, sure. Scroll down a bit to the 24th and 25th of April, and you will find a link there for tickets on the Groundlings website.
Are both the shows evening ones, or?
They are both evening performances, yeah. I believe at 7:30.
7:30 now, that's great, thank you.
Well, just while people make a quick note of that in their diaries, how about we stop for a little bit of music? April's chosen this one. It's a song by Bob Dylan, although I believe I've heard it by Peter, Paul and Mary before, but it's called Don't Think Twice, It's All Right. Well, it ain't no use.
Okay, so what about the future of Crowboat? Where do you hope it goes?
I hope it continues to develop its outreach, and I can... What I'm really hoping to do is really expand the people that we're connecting with to different areas of the community, because I think we've started from such a small number of people. I think the first Crowbait Club that we had 9 people. Now we're up to about 100 people who will kind of on a rotating basis come and are on the newsletters. And so we are growing, but I want to extend that so we hear new voices, because I think what is really lovely about the community aspect of what Crowbait Club does is we're not hearing from people who are established playwrights. We're not having another Shakespeare, as much as I love Shakespeare. You know, and I think that it's important that we hear the voices of the people who are within our community. So more of those voices, more of those experiences would be absolutely my goal for our upcoming years and seasons.
So when you say voices, are you talking about writing voices?
Yes.
So talking about people's own experiences and their new views on life and...
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm really hoping to connect with various different groups and organizations who are, you know, people who are new to Portsmouth, coming in with their perspectives of what it's like to live in Portsmouth, or people who have been here for a long time, really just connecting and widening that network that we have of different local voices.
Yeah, sure. That's great. Sounds really exciting.
Thank you. That's the goal.
Yeah. Well, that's all we've got time for today. Thank you, April, so much for coming in. It's been really interesting. And I look forward to seeing the Showbait on the, was it, 12th?
The 24th and 25th of April. That's at Groundlings. Yeah.
Thank you. Thanks, April.
Thank you so much.
Well, that was a really interesting interview with April. Crowbait sounds absolutely fascinating, I think. I understand you've got some future events and things to tell us about for PAC, but before we do, we've got a competition to draw. Because last week we set a competition to win a copy of Matt Wingett's book, Portsmouth, A Literary and Pictorial Tour. He very kindly gave us 3 copies to give away. Excellent. Thank you to everybody who sent entries in. We need to draw the names out of the hat and see who's going to get the copies of that book. So, would you like to pull the names out of the hat, Christine?
Oh, I'd love to.
Go on then, let's go for it.
So there are 3 prizes, yeah?
There are 3 to pull out.
Exciting, I've already got a copy of this book, so, and it is really good. Right, okay. And the first one out is Nick Morrish.
Oh, well done, Nick. Yeah. Brilliant. Well, what we'll do is we'll send you out an email to do, if you let us know your address, we'll make sure that gets in the post to you quickly. Let's pull the next one out then, Christine.
Oh, I'm so excited. Oh, it's Mary Croner. Well done, Mary.
Well done, Mary. Brilliant.
Exciting.
And go on then, last one.
One more. Oh, who's going to be the winner? And it's Steve Black.
Oh, I recognise Steve's name. He's a Victory fan, I think. Yes, yes. Well done, Steve. brilliant. So all three of those copies will be winging their way out just as soon as we've got people's postal addresses to send the books to. And a big thank you to Matt Wingate for kindly donating signed copies of his book, Portsmouth, A Literary and Pictorial Tour. It's absolutely fantastic. So, Christine, what's coming up for PAC? And I've got a couple of other events there, haven't you, as well?
Yes, it's always very exciting in Portsmouth on the literary section. The first thing I wanted to talk about was there's a programme in the New Theatre Royal, and the first one up is on the 28th of March, is Writing for Procrastinators.
That one that I can never decide whether to go to or not.
Exactly. Now, this is run by William Sutton, which I think we know as one of our friends. He's doing a three-part programme.
Fantastic. I'm told it is very, very good, so, you know, go along to that, support the event. It's great.
If you want to go to that or any of the other, there's a massive programme at the New Theatre Royal which goes on for the whole of the year, all the way up to November. Quite a few of us are actually teaching on it, running workshops. I'm doing one on the 3rd of June, but that's a long way ahead. If you want tickets for that, then you have to go through the New Theatre Royal website to book
it. Okay. Well, what we'll do is we'll make sure that if details of all those go to on our What's On guide on the website. So for any details of these events, go to the website, click on What's On, and you'll see it listed there along with the other things happening in Portsmouth.
Brilliant. We've got regular Portsmouth Authors Collective Speak Volumes meeting, which is on the fourth Wednesday of every month.
All right, yeah.
So the next one up after this month ends is the 23rd of April. That's at the Hideaway Cafe in Highland Road.
Oh, yes.
It starts at 7 o'clock and goes on till 9:30. Free entry. Come along and listen to the Portsmouth Authors Collective writers talk about their work.
Fantastic.
You don't have to read out, but you'll be welcome to share your work if you wanted to come.
It's a great thing to go along to and just meet local Portsmouth authors, to be honest. You know, it's a great evening.
It is good fun evening, and I usually put an event on Facebook.
So anyone who hasn't found it yet, go on to Facebook, find the Portsmouth Authors Collective Facebook group. Wonderfully supportive group.
Absolutely. We've got the first Portsmouth Authors Collective Market coming up. We're going to have a stall at the Spring Fair at the Portsmouth Cathedral, and that's on the 12th of April. It starts at 10 a.m. and it finishes at 6 p.m, which is quite a long day. I will be there myself in the afternoon because I'll be running a workshop in the morning at the Pallant Centre.
Oh, well done.
In Havant, and that's from 10 till 12. I'm actually running it this time on putting a character into your story. So if you want to go to that, then you can find booking forms or links for booking on my Facebook page, on the PAC Facebook page, on the Pallant Centre Facebook page. Also, last but not least, Crowbait. The next Crowbait meeting, as we mentioned before, is on the 1st of April at Groundlings. And then after that, on the 14th of April, the Crowbait team are going to run a workshop at the Loft for the Portsmouth Writers Hub.
Right. Sounds good.
Yeah. So that's about it, really, of what's happening, apart from the fact that I'm performing in a play on the Southsea Cinema on the 11th and 13th of April.
Well, that's either you've got to plug your own things as
Absolutely.
Well, haven't you?
Well, I'm excited about this little play. It's not really a play. It's a very short sketch, which I wrote for one of the first Crowbait meetings I went to.
Well, I'm sure it will be great. Well, unfortunately, that is all the time we've got today. Another fantastic book club this week, I think. Great chatting to you, Christine. Thanks for coming in. And let's put a better hand back to our regular DJ, Patrick, who's got some more fantastic music for us this morning.
Thank you.